Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, Sam Cooke, and another day and another edition, and I feel pretty well, and I'm very much stirred up inside because I consider at times how the time is passing by, and we will no longer be on this planet. We will get old and die or from some other ways that we pass on. I cannot afford to let the time pass by, and We spend the time doing wasteful things. I want to behave in a way where there is energy and solution to the problems that we have. And I will not ask anybody question about how many things we have as civilized people to fix. We have a lot of things to fix, to be found worthy of life. Why are we here? Now, I cannot stand the idea of white people that are in our faces telling us they are the government, when it is clearly not true. I am not standing for it. Clearly not standing for it. Not when I have come to learn white people are not even human beings to begin with. And since to this point, I am not disabled. And because I am not disabled and wishing I was not, I have to get myself in the position to exercise the abilities I have to address a whole, you know, the world full of evil, and to have them right next to me. And all we are doing is living a life of suffering, and a lot of us don't even know the extent to which we are suffering. All right. I'm saying that to say, in this edition, I want to go into the historic beginning of life. And when there was no civilization, no human being on earth, and what we had was microscopic things on the dry land. So remember, there was a time there was just water cover this planet, until billions of years went by, and here we are, the first species came along, and we know by the record of history that primates evolved from the lower life form, primates. And throughout millions of years, those microscopic things went on to become monkeys. Okay, now, and then it was, a million and a half years ago, there was an increase in creatures evolving. It was not God in the Eden garden making human being. Not there. Not at all. So we're talking about the beginning of living forms of life. it was the microscopic. And they went on to billions, millions of years. They put forth monkeys begin to evolve. And some of these monkeys evolve into being a species. That is the first species on Earth, hominids, primates, and a subgroup came out from the hominids called, if you don't have any use for your life, you don't need to even listen to what I'm saying. Really. But I am taking it seriously to talk about it because I cannot stand it. When I see the kind of situation develop in the world, and I am from a species, not the hominid. I am not of the hominid species. I am of sapien. And that's all I see in the world is the textbook. All right? And we're not talking about the Elohim gods and the first human beings, hybrid human beings that were created. No, because the monkey race species, they developed in Africa. No, why am I talking? I'm talking about this because the world has drifted out of course. Church and all these uncivilized things. They like the uncivilized way of life, the monkeys. And they like to, they want to be a higher creature than monkeys. And that we read in the World History textbook what they have done since they were the smartest life form. What they did. Okay. Well, whilst the monkeys developed in Africa, came a time 1.5 million years ago when they decided that they wanted a cooler place to live. They were leaving, and they had left Africa. I'm telling you history, whether or not you want to like let it mean something to you or not, it's up to you. But I don't see anything else as reality but what I'm telling you. Right? You're not going to find or make sense of life unless you understand what we know as the truth about life. And I don't want to get into things where we have Bibles and other kind of books telling us all kind of things. I'm not into those things where you're hitting and you're missing and you don't know what you are settling for. So what I am holding on to are the is the history that we know and the things that are manifested by establishment of things that are actually done on planet Earth. There is an assurance that these things existed, and by means and by cause. And it's the reason why I am talking the way I'm talking right now, because I see something to be an anomaly. Things that kills civilized life. I have to go against that. All right. So now I'm telling you where the microscopic things came about. And after that, millions of years, or even billions of years, these microscopic yielded monkeys. And these monkeys develop in Africa. And after about 2 million years, they decide to march out of Africa and go into Europe. That's what it says. I am reading, and because I never had anyone to tell me anything about where we're coming from and what happened after the first life form took root and manifest into some life forms. That's what I see make all the sense, because outside of that sense, we're not going to understand the truth. So and somebody may be wondering, why am I? Yeah. Because you have a lot of options to listen to all kind of foolishness and decide on believing some of those foolishness that you have been taught in a church or somewhere else. I am talking about from the record of the past. Bible is not record of the past. All right? So I'm sticking to what is authority. And these hominid apes went from Africa into Europe. Now, if that doesn't mean something to you, well, I know that you don't worth the while living at all. That's a fact. Because if you think to eat and drink and buy, gain of money and buy things, if that is all you're living for, I'm telling you, you're not really living for anything that is of the living substance. Things that make you realize your cause for life. And that's what I mean. Right? I don't mean anything else, no derogatory thing. Is that if we don't know the use of life, then why are we alive? You know what I mean? So if I want to do something that I use the tangible and the intangible things to build scheme of views, then that's the way to go about it. But where we are here today, hell is burning up the good cause of life, and we don't pay that no attention. And that's what I am rebelling against. So I decided to get my thoughts from something that is, I think is stimulating and good, right? So, I tell you what my thinking is, and now I'm going to try to read from the excerpt that I have. I'm going to try and read it. It's not big and long, because I want to go back to the life forms and talk about it, because, you know, too many people don't really care, and we should care. And we should know the difference between the early forms of life and the life that we have now, and how we get where we are today. Okay? That's what we are to get into our minds and begin to hold on to the truth of what makes sense. You don't follow me, you don't follow nobody else. Follow your knowledge that words lead you to have. So before I get off into anything else, I want to talk to you about things that have happened on this planet that we go over the earliest form of living things, right? And that's the microbes level of life, and we come to the bipedal. They call, you know, these are primates, monkeys, that level of life, right? And what happened from what form of life evolved from the hominid is the Homo erectus, all right? So the Homo erectus are the life forms that develop into Africa. And while they were in Africa, it was only that life form alone. All right? With the first microbes, you know, it's only those two life forms was on Earth. All right. When I tell you that the history shows that the primates, the species, which really we should practice to call the name of the species. The first species is hominid primates, right? So that's the monkey jungle we're talking about. All right? And when they left Africa, when they left Africa into Europe, they aspire to making stone tools. Okay? And that is not a secret. It's clearly in the world history textbook. That's what they could do. Nothing civilized. All right. So they go up into Europe, being able to make stone tools and light fire so that they could warm themselves in the colder places. So who was on Earth? Just those two life forms that I told you. All right. Whilst they are in Europe, the gods, the Elohim, came to Earth and brought their civilization with government and all the trimmings of civilization. They are not human beings. They are called gods. Anunnaki and other names for the time that they've been on earth. All right. To understand what civilization is so important. Our realization of time and season as we know it today it wasn't there with the other two first life forms. What happened when the gods came to earth? It was not like you talk about God and Jesus in a Garden of Eden or something like that. It's not like that. This was civilization like you see things going on in the world today. And it didn't happen with the primates. It didn't happen. You know, you don't need to ask about the microbes. You wouldn't expect to see cars and other kind of things going on in their time. And you have to be told now that here is a species and it's the apes, right? Now, when they went into Europe, I said, then came the gods on planet Earth with their civilization. So, being civilized, it is something to understand, because right now, what is going on the planet, we don't understand what civilization is. Okay? Civilization is the difference between the primates and the gods, because the gods spread civilized ways of life. They did not spread it until they decided they wanted some working creatures to help them work on their mission, because they came to Earth on a mission. And it is not hard to understand because you have a contrast. Think about what I'm saying. The way to understand civilization is not the way to look at things around you today and things that has been made by the gods and then by human beings that they created. To understand the difference between when there was no civilization on Earth is the time between the microbes and the hominids. That is not the era of civilization. You must understand that. And I tell you, if you don't understand that, you're going to live and perish. That's no joke. Because what people are thinking is civilization today, it's not civilization at all. All the dictionaries and books that these Europeans are making and communicating, it's not civilization at all. You see? So if we don't understand the difference between the first two life forms that were not civilized and the gods from above, or the gods from heaven that came to earth and established civilization, all science, everything of humanity, then it is the gods. It's not the hominid nor the microbes. They didn't bring that. So you've got to understand that all their time in Africa was uncivilized. And when they went up into Europe and Asia, they say, it was not civilization. There was no civilization. All right? So how did civilizations spread? Let me tell you, civilization spread like this. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art and science, in art and science. No, let me read it again. As revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulous research work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. Now, you don't want to hear, you don't want to get it better than that. Because look, you can pass up the truth and get destruction, because the truth will guide us. There will be light, or there is light in the truth, and the truth will guide us, and we will be protected by the truth. All right. So now, you know, people who don't want the truth will go to their own destruction. People who hear and perceive the truth and begin to like adapt the ways of the truth, they will be protected, and whatever glory awaits them, they will get it. But people who decide now that they have so many things in their life that they want to get, and they don't have time to listen to their mother or something, leave them alone. Now, I am doing what I think to be information that ground me into a way of life that I want to die like that. I want to die like the way my mind is working right now. Nothing else. All right? So, before I get to anything else, I want to give you that proper sense of civilization. Civilization began with the gods, the Elohim gods. So if you've been reading the Bible and see Elohim and stuff like that, these white people write the Bible, and them write all kind of filth all over in the Bible. You see, so when they tell you anything good here, they're going to erase that. If they tell you something true here, they're going to come back and erase that by what? Writing something that contradicts that. That's the way the Bible is. So it's up to you, you know, you have the choice to live the life you want. Right? And it is a challenge for us to read and understand what we read and hold fast to what is good. All right, that's what I'm doing, and that's what I am telling. I'm not selling. I am telling what I have found, and I will never be selling what I am telling you right now. I will not sell. I am telling. And it's up to the person who is listening if they find it something that they want to keep. Well, blessed be you. I am going on in telling you now about the human life that came after the gods, the Elohim came, because they created mankind. And a lot of times, there is no time when we are learning this historic truth, because what I'm reading to you right now, what I'm talking to you about, is history. I'm speaking from the knowledge of history. I'm not making it up, right? So the sequence of life is the first lower microbes, and the primates came after that. Then the gods came and begin to do their mission in Africa, but they stopped first when they fly their conveyance, because there was a lot of motor propelled vehicles that they have go on foot from Nibiru to Earth. And they also make Mars. Mars was a way station for these Elohims. And today, these white people would make it seem like, oh, Mars was not a place that was occupied. You see, they make it seem like they are exploring it for the first time. They're lying. These white faggots are lying and they're in the dark. Like this is a planet and the only planet with living people on it. That's the way these filthy, fucking lying white people are. Yeah, because they come from the primates. They're homosexual. And you can see the way they behave, what they are. They hide it. They don't want you to know. Just like how they make up all of these searches and say, all right, you don't like this one, you like the other one. That's right. These white people, if you don't begin to know them, you begin to know these white people or talk about they have a government and all this kind of stuff. Because the fact that why I'm telling you and dwelling upon it, why people must understand the form of life that spring up on the earth since dry ground exists. We need to know that, because if we don't know that, we're not going to understand what civilization is. No, we'll never do. Okay. Say 5:30. Okay. All right. Okay. Say. Let's see. Okay, let's see here. All right. Okay, so let me go on and let you know that civilization is by a wide body of information that explains civilization. These sodomite white people that you see, look at what they do. They go around and all they are doing is killing out the African people and behaving like they are the only civilization. So look, we have to go now and get ourselves together. We have got to understand this world and what it is, because guess what? Indigenous people are the only ones that are created civilized. These white fucking ass white people must leave our territory. And we don't sit down talking about them and you're going to vote for this one and that one. We must learn what civilization is. So let me go on and tell you the amount of us that they kill. I mean, it's so pitiful that we are still behaving like we don't know anything at all about civilization. We are cause of human civilization when we were created 200,000 years ago, right? And it is their bad disease that they use and turn us into who we are, okay? And now they're talking about government, white, sodomite, hate, offspring. They are not human beings. And now we're going to go down on it. Are they civilized people who kill us in the millions or billions? Are they civilized? Where do they come from? Why their blood kill off all of our species just about? They hide up everything and they make sure that they destroy our brain before we understand anything that they were doing. All right? So now I'm telling you, it's time for us to know and to have our attitude, because we must have attitude as far as these fucking asshole white people exist in our territory. All right. We are a people of kingship government. We don't know that. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. You see what I mean? And if we're going to talk about anything, we must talk about the fact that they invade our territory and talk about they colonize us. That's what we must talk about. And not anything else. Unquestionable fact, Europe gaze 1220 AD is an authentic government. Look, I just read to you the history and what it says, and there's nothing more to it. Okay? This 1220 AD Anadamani, it's not even dry shit, really. And we here have them ruling us using AD Anadamani. And these are fucking evil deeds, demonic force. These white people talk about they are government, and they need to... We don't want to hear nothing from them. We just need to tell them to get their fucking ass out
out of all of our territory. You know, see what I mean? That's right. It is uncivilized. Evil lurks in the way. That's what they are. To use diseases, weapon, to take away highest sense, the highest sense that we have of indigenous sobriety. They use their disease to do it. And that's what we are suffering from. Why they sit there and talk about the federal government is federal something else. Fucking asshole. That's what they are doing. All of what they have set up here is fucking asshole, idiocy, church, Jesus and all. These things don't exist. Okay? Yeah. And that's why it's going to be something horrible when you do see the truth is coming down like a volcano. Because it will not stand. And see how it has. Okay? Because this is what they are in our way. We didn't come to life to serve sodomites. We did not. Right? But we are in this situation to, because they used their diseases as weapon to take away our highest sense of indigenous sobriety. We don't have that. And see how it has. Continuing, this is what they do to us now. I'm reading to you what is in the history, what they have done to us. Continuing, counting the dead. Indigenous Holocaust began. That same year, Carl Saper also estimated the indigenous population in the hemisphere to be between 40 and 50 million. Both Rivet and Shaper later revised their estimate downward to about 15.5 million and 31 million, respectively. In 1939, Alfred Kober developed a much lower estimate of only 8.4 million. For the entire hemisphere. In 1964, Woodrow Barrow announced a much larger estimate of upward of 1 million, 100 million, upward of 100 million native inhabitants. 2 years later, Henry Dubin estimated the indigenous population of the hemisphere to be between 90 million and 112.5 million. In 1976, William Denevan estimate the indigenous population at between 43 and 72 million. The mid point of which is more than 75 million. In 1987, Thornton provided an estimate of about 75 million. The following year, Dubbins revised his estimate significantly upward to 145 million. In 1992, Stannard estimated the original population of hemisphere at about 100 million. Researchers have also developed various estimates for the pre 1492 population of the land that today make up the coterminous United States. In 1910, James Mooney estimated this population about 846. So, see where we're coming from? All right, my friends. I thank you for tuning into the program and hope that you find something to edify you, okay? All right. Now, I want to tell you this. Woe, this is Isaiah 29, woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Had you ear to hear, let them kill sacrifices. Yes, yet I will distress Ariel and their shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. And I will camp against you round about, and will lay siege against thee with a mount. And I will raise foot against thee, and thou shalt be brought down. Now, these things are sitting here in the book, and a lot of people not reading to understand them. If you remember when Hillary and Obama went to Gaddafi and kill him, and the reason why they were killing him like that, the reason they kill him for, is to use the wealth of Africa to better the African people. That's what it was about. And they go there and kill him. And you didn't hear Farrakhan say anything. Okay? You people out there are following Farrakhan. You don't know who Farrakhan is. He joined with these white fucking asshole people then. Okay? We have the truth and we have the indigenous right to live like the gods give us the life to live. And they come with their bad blood and use it. And today, we don't know ourselves. Okay? From 100,000 years ago. So, listen. What I'm trying to tell you. You see what they did? You see what these faggots did to our people? And, you know, I mean, Gaddafi is not the only, person that they kill for us. It's a whole bunch of our leaders, these faggots that leave Europe and come into our territories all over the Western world. Okay? They're going down right now, right down on their forehead. They talk big like fucking ass homosexual, like they are the one in power. But they will find out, by the time they find out, they won't even have... They won't have anything at all to help themselves because guess what? They've been living a lie, right? And behaving like they are not fucking dog and fucking man's asshole. That's the way they behave, like they are, you know, up on top. Okay? Now, you watch and see. You watch and see that the gods know to like, all right, they have used their disease on the people of the Most High. They are going to find out what the Most High will do in eternity. All right. So I'm reading some of what concerns them. Listen to it. He says, "And I will against thee round about, and will lay siege against you with a mount, and I will raise forts against you, and you shall be brought down." Are you seeing anything? "And thou shalt speak out of the ground." Yeah. "And thy speech shall be low off the ground." You know, you watch the relationship with China and all of these other ethnic group nations. You watch and see what direction life is going to go in. Because these are Sodomites that have no cousins with our people. And whereas they are out there behaving like, you know, they are equal to China and King Janhu. They are not. These fucking asshole white good for nothing. Using our wealth to do what they want to do. And look at the way we people have perished. Use our own law. We don't know that we have a government. We don't know who the Elohims are. But I tell you, listen to what I am reading here and what I'm telling you. If you want to like look over their way, you'll find out who you are with. Faggots. Gross fucking ass homosexuals. You see what they tell Lot in Genesis 19. Yeah, they're writing that about themselves because they are proud of fucking assholes. The Obama type. All right. Now, here it goes on. It says, they will You see, they will speak out of the ground, and their speech shall be low out of the dust, and they and their voice shall be as of one that art a familiar spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yes, it shall be at an instant, suddenly. You understand that? All right. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord, thunder and with earthquake and great noise, with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire, and the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her on her monition, and that dress and that distress her, shall be as a dream of the night vision, of a night vision. It shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaken, his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dream, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaken, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. See? Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of the deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes, that close your eyes, the prophets and your rulers and seers are covered, your rulers, the seers are ye covered, and the vision of all is come unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I am not learned. Therefore, the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips, honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear for me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even the marvelous work, a wonder for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, we see, they say, who see us and who know it us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay, for shall the work of him that made it, he made me not. The work be like the potter's clay, for shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he hath no understanding? It is. Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest, and it shall, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the corner and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. Yes, that take a man
that makes a man offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, who redeem Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale, but when he seeth his children, the work of mine hand, the work of mine hand, of mine hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob. Fear the God of Israel. They also that heard in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. My friend, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I wanted to do some more, but I am not able to do that right now. But this that I say to you is a whole lot. It is a whole lot, and I hope that you will find words of comfort. Take good care, and see you on the next edition.